Hello and welcome to another episode of Trench Tips. I'm your host, Jack Frimpson, and
I'm Zach Thompson.
Here he is, the main man himself. Welcome to another episode of Trench Tips. In these episodes, we like to give you a little snippet into the sales world, and hopefully you can take something away, which is very practical. Now, we are a sales podcast for people that may work in sales or dabble in sales, but we found that a lot of people listening to this don't just work in sales. And this one's for all of you. Sales, marketing, admin, customer service. We've got a little bit of a thing that we wanna talk about today. So it's a big one, and it affects a lot of salespeople. I was going to say predominantly in men, but it's not predominantly in men. That sounded like a VE advert. Sorry. Anyway, I'm riffing. This one is call reluctancy. Have you ever had it? I think I had it in 1994. It was September.
In the early days. I definitely have had it in very quiet offices that I've worked in my career. So actually my first sales job, my first proper one, had about a month in recruitment and realised that it was murky waters. And I moved into my first proper B2B sales job, and they were predominantly like tech people, but it was this new function of, there was three of us that were this brand new cold calling team, you know, really early 20s. And just, it was so quiet. You were so aware of yourself when you got on the call, and there was definitely call reluctancy. And then I started getting this habit of, oh, can I sit in the meeting room to do them on my own? Which is a bad road to go down. You're trying to like shelter yourself from it all. What about you?
So, well, yeah, many, many, many times. I think when you work in jobs where it is just a call based job, like it's like, oh, I can't really. You still have it sometimes, but it's like I can't have it. I have to do it. But then maybe it's like a half-assed effort. I'm looking back at like when I was 21, 22 and some of my first sales jobs. But I think more so like it's choice, isn't it? If I said to you, you can ring 100 people and get rejected all day, every day, or you can sit there and you can send a meme, you can send a little LinkedIn message, you can do a bit of research, you can send an email. What one do you think you're more likely to choose if they're all in front of you? Now, we're different because I know that we understand the power of the phone. But if you were new to sales and people say, listen, you can social sell, you can put a selfie up and hope they come to you, or you can send your emails and you can do all your research and understand what grade they got in violin when they were 17, or you can cold call, I would say probably more than 50% of people would choose cold calling last.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's like to steal something off our friend Benjamin Dennehy. He talks about how you spend most of your childhood being told, don't bother busy people, don't interrupt strangers, be polite, don't be commanding, don't be direct. All the stuff that he says that your mother's taught you, or your father. You're kind of like rewiring that, so it does feel quite unnatural. But I think to understand cognitively, it feels unnatural because you've got an alarm system built into your body, built into your mind, that's actually warning you not to do something because you're going to get rejected. And this feels like your world, Jack. I don't want to steal your liner that you deliver when we do public speaking, but
death.
I'm sorry, mate. All paths lead to death. But the alarm system is there to protect you from rejection, because what is rejection?
What is rejection? Baby, don't hurt me.
Baby, don't hurt me. Exactly.
No, rejection is just, wait, what are we looking back at the monkeys?
Exactly. Let's look back at the monkeys.
Well, the monkeys, if you got rejected back in the days of the tribe when we were all little monkeys running around like Tarzan, well, actually, if we got rejected, we'd die. We'd starve. We'd get killed by a wild lion, we would die. So actually, and it's the same with failure, we feel that failure and that rejection because it feels like actually we're going to die. To remind everybody, so far, and I can only talk for the UK, I don't know about America, cold calling has never, I'm going to repeat that, cold calling has never killed anybody so far. Brackets, disclaimer, these views are our own, that kind of thing. So I think it's one of those things. It's normal. Have call reluctancy. That's fine. Having call reluctancy, but still calling, is the right thing to do. Having call reluctancy and not acting on call reluctancy, that's the wrong thing to do, and not call him. So I think it's like anything, like any emotion. I'm feeling anxious. Okay, acknowledge it. I'm feeling this way. That's fine. It's just an emotion. It'll pass through. How long is it going to last for? What do I need to get rid of it? Am I going to get to the end of the day, feel anxious that I've not actually done any cold calling when I should have done, and I've made generated no meetings or leads or anything like that, and then I've got to come in and do it all again the next day, and guess what I'm going to do that night? I'm going to be laid in bed sweating, thinking, fuck, tomorrow I've got a cold call. And it's a vicious cycle. So what do we do to break the cycle?
You need to rewire the pathways in your brain, and you need to rewire them initially with, it's not nice, it's not a nice answer, but it's with pure discipline to start off with, because you don't build the habit at first. It's not a natural habit. You're actually trying to break a habit, and you can only break it with discipline. So you need non-negotiable steps in the day. No matter how I'm feeling, no matter how much I want to talk myself out of it, at this time, I make my first call every day. And very strange, once you start doing it, you might feel, give yourself every excuse not to do it. You might even feel some physical symptoms. You know, you might feel a bit ill, or a bit under the weather, or whatever it may be that'll stop you. But as we all know, once you take one step in front of the other, you make those first few calls, probably get those first few no's, you get someone who's a bit interested, all of a sudden you're just doing the process, you're just doing the steps. And the beauty is, once you're embedded in this kind of role, and you've done it for a period of time, and you've got those non-negotiable slots in the day, those habits in the day, suddenly you don't have to rely on the discipline, and that defense mechanism in your brain doesn't even kick in anymore. You just know, this is what I do at this time. You know?
Yeah.
It might sound like an extreme example, but if I sat around before I jumped out of a plane, thinking about jumping out of a plane, chances are I wouldn't do it. If I was about to parachute out or something. And if I was trying to think of another example, if I was a soldier, I'd never shot my weapon before, and I thought about it so much, I wouldn't do it.
No.
Not everything needs to be an inner dialogue and an inner negotiation. Sometimes you need to just overpower the control panel a bit and say, actually, I'm in charge here.
And it's that thing, isn't it? That inner dialogue is there to keep you safe. It thinks it's a bad idea. It doesn't mean it's true. When the alarm goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning and you have to go to the gym, so many people do it and they're just like, well, no, I go to the gym, I'm going to get it done. No one's ever really gone to the gym. Well, some people probably have, but you go to the gym, if you work hard, you leave and go, I'm glad I did that. No one's ever left, had a really good workout and gone, I'm not doing that again. That was too good. And it's that same thing. Once you get on the phone, you'll feel good that you've done it. You will have got better. And the chances are, if you do it and you set a lot of time to you do it enough and you practice and you get better, then you'll start getting those wins. And when those rewards start seeping in, well, it's like, well, I know that if I do this, I get this. And that leads to money in the bank or promotion or whatever it is. We're really big on, especially like from starting the business, from just me and you just cold calling on our own, just going out there and finding cold business. It is a case of like, just doing the steps. Don't expect Rome overnight, but just do the steps, whether it be 2-3 hour blocks every single day. At the end of the week, where you picked up 15 hours cold calling. And then at the end of the month, that's 60 hours cold calling. Imagine what you could do in 60 hours cold calling. Now, times that by 12, that's 720. 720 hours cold calling. Imagine what you could bloody do. Then there's your results. At the end of the year, you go, fuck, I did it. But if you have that call reluctancy and you don't take those steps, at the end of the year, you got 15 minutes cold calling and 719 and four hours and 45 minutes crying in the toilets at work. You know what I mean?
I think that's as good a note as any. It's probably a topic we're going to keep coming back to, but as good a note as any to wrap it up. If you can bang this on for 10 minutes in the morning before you start making your calls, hopefully you can frame this in a slightly different way. But remember, just one foot in front of the other.
And remember, say it with me, Zach. We're all going to die. Thank you, guys. See you soon.
Cheers. See you later.